This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Yonti Hitachi.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's a kind of grill.
It is. You're signing up for a real Benihana experience with these hunched over weirdos with very awkwardly length tails. Gary, what would that tail be useful for?
I'm inserting into Horrify. Like exclusively, like it is roughly like it would be well hung if it was on the front. On the back, yeah. It is not useful for balance.
Yeah.
Possibly they can breathe out of it if they're swimming. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or like just, it's like how you can find your car if you put one of those little things on the antenna. Like,
yeah, everybody should have one of those. You
can find Monty in the water. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So these are associated with Hitachi. These are like the thralls that they create.
Associated with Monty.
Yeah, with the Yonti, there we go. Sorry. Associated with the Yonti, the thralls they create by mixing their venom with a bunch of herbs and stuff, and then forcing them to drink the mixture.
Yeah, I like that.
So this is cool and horrifying.
The suicide. Yeah. Yeah, like the kind of thing you do to like bullies doing school.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You mean just make a gross drink for somebody?
Yeah, and make them drink it.
Okay. Yeah. Bullies never did that to me. It sounds like you're talking to me like from another planet.
Oh, they never did it to me either. I just assumed.
Yeah, like a suicide is when you like run the when you take a cup and you run every fountain at the pop fountain.
God, I don't drink a lot of soda, but like it's been a long time since I've had a suicide.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is purely the domain of like the ballpark concession stand. Maybe possibly like a carnival. In my time working trailers at carnivals. Definitely people ask for suicides, and you may have to make sure you don't put diet in a suicide. It ruins it.
So people did ask. I was just going to say, like, I'm going to go to like a place where they have the soda fountain behind the counter and ask for one and just really freak out a square.
Right. Right. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. I think it's part of the contract. It had to be explained to me once. I want a suicide. And then we're not making light of actual that tall thing.
Yeah.
In case anybody
less than anyone.
Yeah.
Less than anyone. Like, bewilderingly. Yeah. Show up on Twitter and say that we are
right. But no, like it was understood. You knew how to make an Earl Palmer and you knew how to make a suicide.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like they should have a different name.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, it's not really very descriptive.
No. Like, I mean, it's the same by volume, so it's going to be just as sugary as everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the, where's the suicide in it?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, the Hitachi, you know, you can be partway through, and if it seems like the transformation is not going to take, a Yonti will neutralize it and then force you to go through it again.
Yeah, this can continue this torture. And like the little creature that it makes, like this weird rooster man.
Yeah.
Like, looks like he's in real pain.
He's doubled over is the thing. He's like doubled over at the waist.
Yeah, it looks like it would suck to become one of these.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. Depending on how they become these things, that can have different powers,
right,
and stuff. So the human headed ones can neutralize power, neutralize poisons, and
although like the human head Yonti. So if you're if you're one of those people, then you have the ability.
Then you make them drink in. Sorry about that. But essentially the other people. So it's for humans, it turns you into these slaves. For monsters or demi humans, it just makes you real sick.
Makes you real sick. Let's see here. Is it demi-humans who, when they recover from it, they have one less point of intelligence?
Let me take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's if a human fails the saving throw and they come back. Yeah.
It's all pretty rough.
Yeah.
It does make me think Adventure Hook wise, like bars that add a little bit of this to their hooch.
Oh,
like how you add a little antifreeze to like your hooch to give it a kick.
Yeah.
Or like the wine, you know, like in that Simpsons episode.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, like, is it part of like a, we're laundering humans into Hitachi because we're all part of this cult kind of thing?
Or? Oh, I was just thinking like it wasn't enough to actually do it. It was just enough to give it a kick. But then maybe somebody gets into the secret stash and does it. You know, the hook would be like somebody, new management takes over the bar and like people are turned to Hitachis left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, you know,
I went crazy with the secret ingredient. My favorite detail about this, I'm just going to read the sentence wholesale. In rare moments of leisure, the servants enjoy soaking in pools of cool water. You know, Hitachi, just like us.
I think that there's a bunch of good sentences in this that are just very simple, like Hitachi are hairless creatures, period. Mm-hmm. Or they also eat Yonti leftovers, period. Like the Yonti goes and gets, you know, magic walk or whatever. Yeah. And these Hitachis are eating good tonight.
I mean, Hitachi is, you know, in the Yanti language, it's, you got to finish that.
Yeah, it's Hitachi is Yanti for hibachi.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.